My goodness. All right. Hank Shulman joins us. Of course, Henry Shulman, and he is a KMBR insider and is the beat writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. Hank, nice to see you. Whoops, I bet you're not here yet. Now you're here.
Good to be here.
Yeah, now you're here. I am an engineer. All right. So we talked a little bit, even off mic a couple of seconds ago. You heard Barry Bloom's discussion about Kemp and about certainly Corbin of the Diamondbacks. How are the Giants doing health-wise?
They're doing great. I mean, relatively speaking, you obviously we all know about the Scudero situation. He hasn't played in a game yet. That's going to be a concern. He could still start the season on the disabled list, but when you look overall at the health of this team in camp so far, we're talking about minor tweaks and twangs. Pagan has had a little back tightness, and Morris has a calf thing, and this and that and this and that. But the pitching staff is healthy. Overall, the lineup is healthy. And you knock wood, because there's still 2 weeks to go. You remember a few years back, Cody Ross messed up his calf.
Sure.
I think it was the second to the last game, maybe, of the spring down in Tempe, where we're headed tomorrow, and he was out for the first month of the season.
That put Belt on the team.
Well, you have a better memory than I do.
Yeah, that put Belt on the team when Cody Ross went out.
That's
Belt
right.
was having a great spring
That's
anyway.
Right. That's right.
But that put him on the team. Henry, what is going to happen at second base here? I mean, we've been around long enough. It's March 16th today. They open up in 2 weeks from tomorrow. Guy hasn't had an at bat yet. He hasn't really taken a hard infield yet. What's going to happen with Scudero?
Well, there's always a possibility that he could start the season on the active roster and then just not play. Or they could DL him and retroactivate it, so he only misses maybe 5 days. I think what they're going to do is, if he's okay, the next day or so, they're going to start thinking about getting him one of those minor league games where, as Bloomsky was talking about, where you go up there and you lead off every inning and you get 6-7 at bats, just see live pitching. I mean, Scudero has been around. I don't think he's going to need 50-60 at bats to get ready. But meanwhile, the Giants have some really good options. I don't know if you remember this last year. Maybe you've talked about it. But last year, their options were so thin on the infield that for the backup competition, that they actually brought Nick Noonan back from the dead. They demoted him and then re-undemoted him, if that's a word, I guess. And
it's like a highfalutin word.
Yeah, highfalutin.
What does highfalutin mean, by the way?
Well, it's a synonym for fancy schmancy, is what it is. That's what it is. The Ritz-Carlton is a highfalutin hotel.
Okay.
I stay at lowfalutin hotels days in.
Barry Bloom used it. All right.
But to answer your question, this year they have some really attractive options there. Ere Adrianza is just looking phenomenal in camp. And you can, whatever he hits, you can stick him out at second base or shortstop, and he's going to field. He's going to be able to catch the ball. He was a second baseman when he was a kid. Now he's getting some time out there. You have Tony Abreu, who's healthy this year. I don't know that he's having a great spring, but he's healthy. And then they brought in a minor league free agent named Brandon Hicks, who A's fans will remember. He had a little bit of cup of coffee with them and the Braves. And I think that was a great under-the-radar signing.
Yeah.
He'll probably start in AAA because the other guys are out of minor league options. And you don't want to run them through waivers, but you have a lot of depth. It'd be easier, this is a long-winded way of saying it, it'd be easier to give Scudero that time at the beginning of the season if he needs it to get ready, maybe more than last year.
Yeah, boy, Henry Shulman with us. We've kicked it around. As you say, there are a few things to talk about in the camp, really, in competition. But my take is Scudero is going to be on the DL. I just can't believe that he's going to miraculously come out and have 25 or 30 at-bats over the next couple of weeks. And I think Adrianza is on the team. There's no doubt in my mind. And I think Hicks is going to be on the team. I really do. I think he's going to be on the team other than Abreu. And you've pointed out, Abreu has not had a great spring.
Right.
Now, you don't want to lose people. You know that, and we know that. Options are the key word when it comes down to the end. But Brandon Hicks has been very impressive. Hits the ball hard. He's a shortstop with a great arm at second base. And he's 28. And I did this yesterday. The prime time of baseball players begins at about 28. It's like growing up and figuring out what's what in the world. And in the world of baseball, you get to be 28, you see things differently. And I think he's the right age.
Well, I wouldn't. I did say that Abreu and Adrianza were both out of options, and I guess I should have also said that they're pretty clear that they're going to take what they feel is the best 25 guys. Yeah. And if it really came down to Adrianza or Hicks, I think that Adrianza would definitely make the team.
Clearly.
Because
yeah.
he's not going to clear waivers. Yeah. Tony Abreu very well might clear waivers. Yeah. And so you're more willing to take the risk. So, yeah, I agree with your premise that it's very possible that Hicks will make the team. The interesting question that they don't have the answer to right now is if Scudero is on the team, if he somehow makes it to opening day, will they go with their original plan to keep a fifth outfielder, or will they keep an extra infielder? And Bochy told me yesterday that they're still on the working assumption that they're going to carry five outfielders, but I don't necessarily know if I believe that right now, in part because the outfielders haven't really stepped up. I mean, Juan Perez is starting to play some good baseball down here, and they really like what he did at the last half of last year.
Yeah.
But Kieschnick, he's already been demoted. He didn't play well. Tyler Colvin hasn't really been able to do anything because of that back, and they're running out of time with him. They definitely want five outfielders because they want to do this thing where Morse comes out in the sixth inning, seventh inning, Blanco goes in. Now you're out of outfielders. Belt hasn't taken fly balls out there. So I can see why they're still sort of leaning that way. But I think when push comes to shove, if Scudero is on the team to start the season, I got to think they're going to take that extra infielder.
Yeah, I think so. And I'll tell you another thing. Pagan is a little, his back. He's in there today. Morse, it's the calf. I think you need five outfielders. I really do. I think you got to be careful with Pagan.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that, too. And the advantage of having, if you take both Blanco and Perez, you've got two rabbits out there for late in the game. Pagan has speed. We know that. But Blanco and Perez have better speed. And when you're talking late in the game, you know the Giants play a lot of these 5-3, 4-2 games. The foot or foot and a half difference between maybe making a catch and not making a catch could win or lose ball games.
Boy, it hit me this morning about the outfielders. They say, Morse has a history of getting banged up. Pagan is, coming back, and you hope maybe you can't push him as hard as you did. He'll be 32 this year, so maybe you do need Perez. And Perez is getting better. He's getting better. He was a rookie, and now he's getting better. So why not have him up here? I think we agree on that. Romo didn't pitch for, about 5 or 6 days. Anything wrong with him?
Not that I know of. I've been trying to investigate that. I talked to Bochy about it and some other folks. He actually went a week without pitching. He went from Saturday to Saturday. And I was told that he did two bullpen side sessions during the week, which tells me that the elbow is not an issue. And also that they wanted him to work on stuff and bring it to the field next time. What you don't want to do is you don't want your closer to go out there and just get embarrassed like that. And he got embarrassed two Saturdays ago. He pitched he didn't get an out. He allowed five runs, and that was an important inning for him yesterday. Even though he faced only one major leaguer in that inning, it was an important inning for him because he had to go out there. It's time now to start getting outs.
Yeah.
There's 2 weeks left before the season. This is not a time you work on stuff, and he needed to go out there and do what he did, which was to have a 9-pitch inning. He walked he walked Kayaspo, which he can't do. Right. He can't walk anybody in the season. But then got a double play on a slider, which he hadn't thrown in a game yet.
Well, that was my question. He's finally starting to throw a slider.
Right, that's right. He's never had a problem with the slider. It's like one of those pitches, unusual, because a lot of other pitchers, the fastball comes first, and then the breaking stuff, the secondary stuff comes later. With Romo, it's always been the other way around. He could get up in the middle of the night in December and throw that slider.
Yeah.
And so he has not been worried about it, but it's time now for him to go out there every other day or so, maybe do some back-to-backs and get outs.
Absolutely. And the other stuff, he's so far off the plate, his control was awful with everything else. That's why he got hammered all the time. Henry, one other thought for you. That last bullpen spot, Heath Embry, Derek Law, Contos. I think Machi's on the team. I think that's a given. What do they do with the last bullpen spot?
Well,
I assume Petita's on.
Yeah,
the team.
I was just going to say that they really do want to have a long guy on there right now. And even though Petita's kind of got rocked early in the spring, he's been better lately. And we were talking about this off air. I think Embry's finally figured it out. I think that they want another power arm in there, and that would be my guess right now. If things can change in 2 weeks, but if you ask me, I mean, I sat behind the plate and watched him finish the game the other day. And
terrific.
92 to 94 miles an hour. Everything was moving. Yeah. He looked poised on the mound. He was throwing strikes. That's where I think they're headed.
Yeah, that's the best I've seen him. And Law, for me, as much as I love him, he's a swing and miss kind of guy. Henry has got a cough.
Yeah.
Thank you. See, we don't have a cough button.
I can't reach the kill
this
switch.
This is not a highfalutin operation.
It's a lowfalutin operation.
Right, that's what we got here. But even though Law has a swing and miss pitch, which he does, he still hasn't shown me the command yet. He needs some more time.
Yeah, we haven't seen the guy who had one walk and 45 strikeouts in San Jose.
We have not.
We haven't seen that.
As soon as we say that, he walks somebody.
Yeah, he walked a lot of guys yesterday. He didn't throw a lot of strikes.
No, he didn't. Henry, thanks so much. It's a pleasure to have you on, as always, and look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, you bet.
All right, that is Hank Shulman. Follow him on Twitter, @HankShulman. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.